two Form 425 filings. 2 minutes apart on May 27, 2026, tells you the AkzoNobel and Axalta merger, worth $25 billion, is past exploration and into execution. Axalta filed both documents at 20.07 and 20.09 UTC. That timing is not a clerical accident. It is a coordinated disclosure from a deal already in motion. Form 425s are mandatory SEC disclosures when written communications about a business combination go to shareholders or the public. You do not file a 425 because you are thinking about a deal. You file it because the deal is already moving and you are communicating about it. Two filings inside 120 seconds means a prepared disclosure team executed a planned release. Each submission requires a preparer, a review, and a filing. That compression tells you the disclosure is structured, not reactive. The trading data backs this up. AxTA shares saw volume 23% above the prior session on May 27, according to Daily Political. That 3.4 million share increase from 2.8 million the day before reflects market participants positioned ahead of the filing. Axalta itself is a serious company. It is an American specialty coatings business based in Philadelphia with over 150 years of history and a market cap around $5.95 billion as of mid-May 2026. This is not speculation. This is a mid-cap industrial with real cash flows entering a $25 billion all-stock combination with the Dutch company AkzoNobel. AkzoNobel rejected a joint conditional cash bid from Nippon Paint Holdings and the Sherwin-Williams Company on May 1, 2026, and publicly confirmed that rejection specifically to clear the record ahead of the imminent F-4 registration statement. That F-4 will carry the exchange ratio, the fairness opinion, and the pro forma balance sheet. Everything that matters to an ARB trader or a collateral manager will be in that document. For a merger arbitrage trader, the ARB spread on AxTA is your operative number right now. AxTA last traded at $30.95 on May 27, 2026. The implied deal value will be set by the exchange ratio in the F4. Watch SEC EDGAR for both Axalta and AkzoNobel filings, because the EU review timeline is your primary duration risk. Size your position accordingly. For a collateral manager backing industrial equities, Axalta's legal and capital structure changes materially once the F4 registration statement is declared effective. A position sized against AxTA as a standalone Philadelphia-based coatings company needs to be re-underwritten against the combined entity, which will be a Dutch-anchored global platform with a different balance sheet and different regulatory jurisdiction. Do that work before the filing lands. For a corporate development officer at a coatings or specialty chemicals company, AkzoNobel's rejection of Nippon Paint and Sherwin-Williams signals that the premium required to break an all-stock deal of this structure is higher than a conditional non-binding cash approach. If you are considering a competing bid, you need a binding, fully financed offer with a breakup fee structure that actually compensates AkzoNobel shareholders for the certainty they are giving up. Watch SEC EDGAR for the F4 registration statement. That is the single most important document in the deal sequence. It will carry the full merger terms and the share exchange ratio. European Coatings reported its release as imminent as of May 27, 2026. When the F4 lands, the ARB spread will either compress or widen, depending on whether the exchange ratio matches current market expectations.